Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. This podcast is the reading of an extract from the audiobook of Death in the Harbour, number 2 in the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mystery series, the first being Death in the Cove, set on the Royal Island of Portland in Dorset, with number 3 in the series, Death in the Nets, set in the fishing port of Brixham, Devon. Inspector Ryger is a detective with Scotland Yard's Criminal Investigation Department who is sent out to investigate baffling coastal crimes. In the first of the series, he teams up with former war photographer Eva Paisley, who joins him on his ensuing investigations that take him around the coast of Britain. And here he is, on his way to an investigation in New Haven in East Sussex. Death in the Harbour. Myra Swinley is convinced that her police constable husband's death was no accident, and that he would never have lost his footing on a dark, foggy November night on the quayside of New Haven Harbour while on his beat. Determined to get to the truth, she visits Scotland Yard to ask his former friend, Detective Superintendent Street, to investigate. But Street says they have no basis to do so. However, when Myra fails to return home from her visit to the yard, Inspector Ryger is sent down to the Sussex coast to investigate. Accompanied by former war photographer Eva Paisley, who has been airlifted back to England after suffering a wound incurred in Korea, Ryger's investigations soon begin to uncover some puzzling facts. Painstakingly, and with Eva's assistance, Ryger begins to unravel the mystery of why an ordinary police constable was murdered and his sensible, law-abiding wife has gone missing.
Death in the Harbour, written by Pauline Rowson and narrated by Jonathan Rhodes. There was only one person in the carriage, an elderly lady reading an Agatha Christie, The 13 Problems. He hoped he wouldn't have as many on this case. He smiled a greeting at her. She returned it and resumed her reading as the train began to slowly pull out of Victoria Station in several wheezing huffs and a plume of smoke which seemed to wend its way down the platform and into the carriage, even though the window was shut. He placed his hold-all and murder briefcase on the luggage rack above him, sincerely hoping he wouldn't have to use the latter's contents. Evidence bags, tubes, small bottles, rubber gloves, a magnifying glass, and other sundry items. When he had spoken to Eva on the telephone and relayed where he was going, she had insisted that he keep her updated, and he had promised he would do so, adding that he hoped her leg would soon heal. He'd no sooner sat when the carriage door slid open and a tall, slender woman with shoulder-length fair hair, wearing slacks and a well-worn and slightly disreputable dark navy donkey jacket, stood in the doorway. Ryger looked up, startled.
"My God, what are you doing here?"
"Gate-crashing your investigation," Eva replied brightly. The Agatha Christie fan peered at them curiously over the rim of her spectacles and then quickly put her eyes back on her novel. Ryger knew she was no longer reading it, but eavesdropping into their conversation. He quickly rose and, taking Eva's hold-all, placed it on the rack above the seat as she eased herself down onto the seat opposite him and shifted her leg, the wounded one, obviously. She looked more drawn than he remembered. She'd lost weight, too. There were shadows under her blue eyes, which danced at him mischievously. He swiveled his gaze towards the elderly woman and back to Eva. Interpreting it, Eva said, "It's all right, Raga. I'm not stupid." "Sorry, I know." She smiled. "I fancied a change of air, and my stepmother was driving me mad. I think the feeling was mutual, judging by the enormous sigh of relief she gave and the way her face lit up when I asked my father to drive me to Victoria. I just missed you on the platform. The timing was pretty tight. If it wasn't for this leg, I'd have driven down to New Haven myself. I thought you might need my third eye, and if you don't, then fine, there'll be plenty for me to photograph. I haven't forgotten what you said in Portland in September, about there being enough hardship and poverty in Britain to photograph without going off to war. I'm sure New Haven is no different from the rest of the UK. Where are you staying? Same place as you, the Bridge Hotel. Raga could see that their conversation was proving much more exciting than Agatha Christie. To Eva, he said, "Would you like a cup of tea? Coffee? And something to eat? Let's go to the Pullman car."
Death in the Harbour, a 1950 set Inspector Raga mystery, available in paperback, ebook, Amazon Kindle, and of course on audiobook, narrated by Jonathan Rhodes. For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.